This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
To Columbine again. I'm going to keep going on the eyewitnesses concerning what it was that they seen inside of the school. And then for the next three segments after that, what we're going to do is we're going to get over to, in parallel, Parkland shooting. Because there's a lot of similarities going on, friends. Eyewitnesses were saying different things than the mainstream media. And again, we're talking about the mainstream media, who has a long history of covering for conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9. I'm also just recollecting right now that Mark Taylor, he was a kid that was a whistleblower going he was basically coming out concerning the truth of the matter with Eric and Dylan and what happened inside of the school. And he was shot. By the way, his name is Mark Taylor. Go ahead and cross-check what I'm telling you. And interestingly enough, they threw him in a mental hospital. And keep in mind, the two friends of both Eric and Dylan were both shot sniper style in that subway. And their bodies were left inside for what I think it was over 8 hours. Unprecedented. And so, again, friends, there's just a lot of history being repeated here in the United States of America. And keep in mind, the end aim was, their objective was to disarm the American people with the use of these crimes. So let me go on. I want to put in parallel. Can you imagine if there had been a teacher inside of that school that had been armed? And there was only two kids in there? It would have been over just like that, right? And the people that are saying you don't need guns are the ones that are supposed to be working for you, upholding the laws to protect your God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Luke 11:21-22. Read it when you get a moment. Let me get back to some of these eyewitnesses if you want to call in. Hey folks, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, social media platforms. Join us on SOL Radio on that page and subscribe. Use Facebook, social media platforms against themselves. Folks, we are, regardless of how they continuously assail and censor our content, we are keeping all of this information. We get people telling us all the time we're being censored. It's not us censoring you. People are saying that I'm not getting notices by Facebook, the 766,000 friends that we have. Nope. We get all that. They're telling people that we're giving out false information. No, if the mainstream media tells you that we're giving out false information, that should be the first clue to you that we're the ones exposing them for who they are. And that's exactly what's going on. Okay? So let's get back over to the 101 eyewitnesses at Columbine. We got Matt Katzenmeier. He was a sophomore. I'm sorry, a sophomore. Forgive me. File number 3424. He heard shots and explosions inside the school at the same time the two suspects were outside. Wow, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? Freshman, file number 1954, he thought the explosions were coming from the level that he was on and from downstairs at the same time. Wow, this is craziness. Is this what you heard through the mainstream media? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite. It's the two shooters. Folks, they need the lone wolf because the narrative is a lot easier to drive. They need the patsy, okay? They need the patsy. And if this isn't the voice of the American people crying out saying we're being lied to, I remember during the Mandalay Bay shooting, we were in Las Vegas. We were driving through Las Vegas. We stopped and we had lunch. And I just randomly asked a lady that was serving us. So what do you think took place there? She said they had help. Of course they had help. And how many, let me ask you something, Mandalay Bay shooting, how many times did the sheriff's office change the narrative? And then we get these dummies in law enforcement come in and say, well, you know what, it was a terrorist attack. They had the help of Al-Qaeda and all these others. Folks, anybody paying attention, these are all created monsters to continuously be used against the people. Because we have the military might to, what, have over 100 or 737 military bases across the world, but we can't deal with Al-Qaeda? Give me a break, folks. They need these groups of people. They need them. Well, you're being told that you're being attacked by Al-Qaeda. Isn't it interesting? We have 35 jihadi camps in America today, and it's your government that has refused to enforce the laws within. As a matter of fact, the mayors are the ones alluring illegals into the United States of America on your tax dollars. They call it welfare. Folks, well, you're being distracted to the Middle East. You're the ones that are under attack, just so you know. Don't play the fool. I don't like seeing anybody play the fool, okay? So, going on here, we have a staff member, Jay Galantine. He sees gunmen by library, then runs downstairs where he hears more gunshots. All this time hearing shots all around me and above me. That doesn't sound like two shooters, friends. Does it? 1-866-582-9933. You can always tell, friends, when it's false flags, because it will be used to attack the American people and their God-given rights. It was purposed. Okay? Evan Todd, sophomore, file number 8826. Listen to what he had to say. Heard bombs in other parts of the building while Harris and Klebold were in the library. Wow. That's pretty crazy. Crystal Arluda, Arcaluda is what it looks like. She was a junior. EP1-197 is the file number. If you want to cross-check it, please do. She did see one person throw a pipe bomb. Listen to what she said. She said, at the time, she thought that it was Robert Perry. Wow. She named the kid. Isn't that crazy? Oh, by the way, what the FBI would do is when the kid's actually seen one of the shooters, the FBI would be there to drive the narrative and say, no, that was Eric or that was Dylan. Just like Sirhan Sirhan at the assassination of Robert Kennedy. Another false flag. I mean, that guy was going to take down everything. He was going to expose everybody that had a part to play in killing his brother. Remember that. Don't forget as to why Robert Kennedy Jr. was killed. Or, I'm sorry, Robert Kennedy was killed. Okay, going forward. Oh gosh, when are we going to wake up? Everywhere you look, you can identify, wait, something's not right. We weren't told the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And then here comes the eyewitnesses, right? Seth Dubia said, a freshman, file number 125, said that Robert Perry was seen shooting a girl in the back while leaving the library. This was another shooter. Brian Fry said the same thing. There was another shooter, Robert Perry. Oh, my goodness. Boy, folks, the kids are naming him Robert Perry. Another one said that, describing the shootings, she said, Miss Hahn said that she does not believe that it was Eric Harris or Dylan Klebold. It was an individual named Robert Perry. Anybody ever hear of him? I'm going to keep going. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is insanity. Hey, Tony. Hey, by the way, GCN, thank you for letting me know and giving me the heads up. We had phone callers up there, and our Comrax stack fell down. In other words, it was disconnected, so we had to reboot that up. And I'm going to take you guys in just a couple minutes. I see you up there if you want to call in and you want to weigh in. I'm going to go from Columbine over to that of the Parkland shooting in just a moment to show you the parallels concerning the eyewitnesses saying the opposite of what the mainstream media is kicking off to you, just to show you how they are telling you lie after lie after lie because it doesn't fit their narrative. I'll get to you in just one moment. I need to do this for the sake of getting more intense when it comes to them that were eyewitnesses. Folks, they begin to, Courtney Howellman, freshman, eyewitness at Columbine, file EP25-91. She said, the guy I remember most was the main guy. She said he was over 6 feet tall and has long, curly, dark-colored hair. He was wearing a trench coat. His name is Robert Perry. Doesn't anybody think that's kind of odd? Nobody ever heard of Robert Perry. Hey, Robert Perry, he's the one responsible for helping shoot innocent kids and teachers in a public school. Okay? Bayan Mani Jr., file EP1-110. I asked her if she saw a source of the shooting. She told me she saw who she thought at the time was Robert Perry with a gun hanging around his neck. Wow. See what happens, friends, when it doesn't fit their narrative? Oh, by the way, none of this is speculation. This is all well-documented. All documented, friends. Tessa Nelson said, Robert Perry. She said the male suspect pulled a gun and started shooting. Wow. Caitlin Sue Place, file number EP21-285. She remembers Robert Perry shooting at Anne Marie. She said Robert was just randomly shooting. Robert was still shooting. Kate said that Robert shot Anne-Marie before she smiled at Kate. She looked and saw Jason trying to help Anne-Marie, dragging her away from Robert to the side. What kind of people are on the streets today, friends? All of this redacted because it didn't fit the narrative. Lacey Smith, she was a junior. File number 4470. She depicts the name Redacted as walking in through the doors past where she was sitting and going in about as far as the north end of the school store. It was at that time she heard the windows breaking and then realized she was hearing shots. She didn't have any trouble identifying Robert Perry when he walked past her. When she was asked if she was sure the name was Redacted, I asked 90% sure. Well, you know what? I can just hear some goofball right now. Well, Bradley, they were under duress. I mean, they were distressed to no end. Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But 101? And then the police apparently were under distress as well. And so were all the reporters. And if you look at these kids on the videos, do they look like they're distressed when they're being interviewed by the mainstream media? No. Probably a little shocked, but they were right there to answer the questions, weren't they? Yes, they were. Brenton Hooker, Jr., file number 16397, he turned around and observed an individual he thought was Robert Perry, an ex-student of Columbine High School, standing outside the door just to the north of the main entrance, shooting a pistol in his direction. Hooker described the individual he thought was Perry as about 6'8 to 6'11. I wonder if he was standing on some chairs. In height, very skinny, tight black pants, and a black trench coat. Were we told this? No. None of this information was given to the American people. It was all redacted, America. Why? Because it didn't fit the narrative. Okay? It didn't fit the narrative. Okay? And then it goes on with all these kids identifying different shooters. Rusty Styler, Jr., the individual that he saw was very tall. Schuyler saw his face partially and thought, based upon dress and size, that it has been or it would have been, so on and so forth, redacted. He was 100% sure it was redacted. He described redacted name as being 6'6 to 6'7, tall and having a lot of zits, is what he said. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Here's Aaron Walton, sophomore, file number 4139. She said she knew one of the shooters and that he, not one of them, two, either Eric or Dylan. He was a senior named Redacted and that he was very tall, had bad acne and scars on his cheeks. Do you hear about him, guys? Anybody hear about this guy? No. Wow. Here's Ashley Eglund, freshman, file number 22671. You ready for this one? She said Chris Morris was armed with a handgun while Harris was armed with a shotgun. Another name brought in. This is incredible. Hey, folks, the name of the show, this is why they will do it again. Because Americans, you let them set the narrative again. Let me stop. You're hearing treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden attacking America right now, saying you better get the vaccination for your health. Anybody paying attention to the fact that in Texas right now, he's sending his little henchmen over to Texas to try to make sure that babies can be killed at will? Folks, and you allow this. You do it to yourself by allowing this lawlessness to reign. Here's another one. Tara Sandra, sophomore, EP25-203, describes another gunman as pudgy, overweight, very full face, thick, bushy eyebrows. His name was Redacted. Wow, he was 5'11", not Harris or Klebold, Jason Brem, another sophomore. Folks, it goes on and on and on. All different shooters. Okay? Then we got another one that's blonde hair, like he was going bald, older in his 30s. That was Aaron Walton, sophomore, 2243. And the American people just let it go. Leanne Clark identified another one, redacted. That was file 1422. Frank D'Angelo, school principal, said, I also assisted the principal of Columbine, who was having a hard time giving the pictures of possible suspects to the command post, and was present when he looked and identified one of the suspects that he named. The male suspect was in custody of, I believe, Jefferson County Sheriff's investigators. We never heard from him again. Never heard from him again. Anne-Marie Hochler, or Hochatler, Jr., 18218 is the file number. Gunshot victim outside the cafeteria advised Harrison Klebold did not shoot her. Has ID on shooters. I wonder how these kids are doing today. Many of them, I wonder if they're still around. Okay, let me go on. Video scrubbed. Okay, we have Eric Harris that was identified. Dylan Klebold that was identified. Chris Morris was identified. Robert Perry was identified. Brian Sargent was identified. Joe Stair was identified. Eric Dutro was identified. Nate Dykeman was identified. Eric Vike was identified. The balding man identified. The splatter punks were identified. The round face shooter was identified. Of course, all redacted. Folks, it goes on and on. Here, I want you to see this. Look at all of the shooters that were redacted. The duffel bag shooters, the carriers, the 20th shooter, the German-speaking shooter, the rooftop. You know why people are offended by what I'm saying right now? Because they know in their conscience what I'm telling them is true. And they know if what I'm telling them is true, then they need to respond to it for their own sake. But you know what they do? They've seared their consciences. They seared their consciences because they don't want to have to deal with it. Folks, that is the definition of what our forefathers meant, namely Ben Franklin, when they said, if you want the wolves to devour, just make yourself sheep. Just make yourself sheep. Talked to a guy today that's in government in South Dakota. He's going to be on with me next Tuesday. He said, Bradley, I have never seen so many effeminate men in all my life across this country. It's not sick. Because that's involuntary. It's immoral to take on the effeminism that men have in this country to allow this kind of stuff to happen in their country. Okay? What I'm going to do next, friends, is I'm going over to keep you outside of the building. Parkland High School shooting had 70 cameras, and only 4 of them were released. Why do you think that is? Well, let's get over to some of the eyewitnesses, namely a teacher and other students that seen what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'll take the callers right on the other side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Gas prices now at a level we haven't seen in 7 years. In all 50 states, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded is over $3. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan telling Fox News yesterday our energy problems start at the White House.
And with winter is coming, there's going to be more pain at the pump, pain for home heating fuel for Americans. And this is a purely homemade problem from the Biden administration's self-imposed unilateral disarmament on American energy independence.
This is the first time the average price per gallon in every state has been above $3 since 2014. President Biden once again spending the weekend in Delaware. In 276 days in office, Biden has spent almost 40% of that time either in Delaware or at Camp David. CNN reports this is the most time a president has spent away from the White House on personal travel at this point in his presidency in recent history. This is USA Radio News. A COVID shot for kids moving closer to getting approved. The FDA yesterday releasing a report on Pfizer's shot for kids between 5 and 11. While there are some reports the shot has led some kids to be hospitalized, the FDA says the benefits may still outweigh the risks. The FDA's advisors meeting next week to discuss recommending emergency use authorization for pediatric vaccines. If you're looking to get a COVID booster shot, any shot will do. CDC this week approving mixing and matching COVID shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday.
My understanding is that most people will have done largely well with the initial vaccine that they got and may express a preference very much for the original vaccine series they got, having done very well. There may be some people who might prefer another vaccine over the one that they received, and the current CDC recommendations now make that possible.
So if you got vaccinated with any of the three available shots, feel free to get any of the other two for your booster. Dr. Anthony Fauci, though, telling CNN yesterday, in general, it makes sense to go with what your original regimen was. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What's going on in Minnesota right now? Because, again, this is the voice that they mean to silence. Look at this. This is Minnesota. This is the 3,000 people that just gathered around the Capitol in Minnesota to say no to the medical tyranny, and we're not putting up with it. If I played the audio right now, you'd know that that building is completely surrounded. And isn't it interesting, folks, when you look at the Capitol, there's a fence around the Capitol. Why do they have a fence around the Capitol? I can tell you why. Because he's not serving the people. It should be a prison, to say the least. I just wanted to share that with you. Hey, Tony, I am so sorry. Our whole system, the Comrac system, broke down there for a minute, and I didn't know it. My friends down at GCN told me to reboot the system, so we rebooted it. Thanks for holding on for such a long time. What say you, my friend? Is Tony there? Or do I need to put Tony on the air? Tony, what say you, my friend? Oh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry, Tony in Michigan. Do forgive me for doing that. I'm going to take Steve from Minnesota. What say you, Steve?
Well, I find it interesting how the people that scream conspiracy theory are really the people that don't want to investigate the crime, because if a crime is if a guy comes to your house and wants to steal from you, and he can pull a switchblade knife or do it through fraud, whatever, but everybody would easily believe the one guy was going to steal from you. But the minute more than one person does it, it's a conspiracy. It's organized crime. They're planning, they're scheming to steal from you, and if all of a sudden they scream conspiracy theory, then everybody's saying we can't investigate. And I think anybody that says the word conspiracy theories and it shuts down the investigation of the problem, they're just accomplices.
That's exactly what they are.
There's a lot of them.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
They know, because if it's the truth, then they have to respond, because truth demands a response. They don't want to respond. And the only people that do respond is when someone in their family is a victim of one of these modern-day brown shirts. And that's exactly how it seems to roll out. And it's a sad day in America, because what we lack, my friend, Matthew 24, I believe it's verse 12, the love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of lawlessness. What is the fulfilling of the law? Love. People don't look out for each other anymore. And that is one thing I do not understand in any sense of the word. So I'll give you the last word, Steve.
Well, and that's the problem with the vaccination garbage. The minute they scream you're an anti-vaxxer, it's like, well, you used a slur, and now the investigation stops. If all I say is, I don't think you've shown enough evidence that that is safe, they can't prove the evidence, and so all they do is scream, basically anti-vaxxer, conspiracy theory, whatever, and then they don't have to explain themselves. Well, they're the ones that made $36 billion off of the thing not being proved. A guy would stab me for $20. Why would I believe that a guy wouldn't lie to me for $36 billion?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you. And I know we're talking about two topics, but it's interesting that Joe Biden, again, tolerated by the American people, 330 million people tolerating his treason. They're calling him China Joe now. And that's the best we get from the conservatives, yesterday's liberals. They're just doing what they've always done. They're magnifying the crime rather than the law against the crime, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Now they're calling him China Joe against the American people. And when you see what he's doing concerning these said vaccinations, these experimental jabs, it's interesting how he's dismantling American government. In the American government in our state, even, Steve, in the state of Minnesota, namely in St. Paul and from the Capitol, you know what? It's federal law. It's federal law. It's federal law. We have to do what they say. No, we don't. You didn't create us. We created you, and we have the 10th Amendment, and you have no law to produce to tell us that what you're doing is lawful in any sense of the word. But again, if the American people, and I said this the other day, and I want to say this, and I'll say this in closing concerning this point, if the American people allow a Joe Biden in the people's White House, can you imagine how the American people are being laughed at by the powers that are tolerated to actually succumb to this guy? He is the standard of what the American people will tolerate. If Joe Biden, I don't know that there's anything worse than a Joe Biden or a Barack Hussein Obama, but I think the American people are proving to the world over and over again as to what it is that they'll put up with, Steve.
Well, yeah, because Joe Biden proves the failure of the Republicans. If they would do what they needed to do, I mean, the Republicans should be coming to us and telling us what it took to get the job done. Instead, they always come to us with a new excuse why they will never get the job done. And I don't know why anybody would vote for a failure that can't get a job done. Every campaign season, they sit there and say why failure is really success, and they never get the job done. But you look at the last 30 years, and all it's done is made a mess.
That's right.
Walk down any small town street, and you're looking at buildings that are falling apart because all the money is getting sucked out of the small areas and going to the big areas.
That's right. Steve, I totally appreciate your phone call. I have to get to this. And again, I appreciate the content as to what you're bringing to the table. We need to hear it. It's also interesting to note that the good guys, as they magnify the crimes of the bad guys, you know, the left, which is the fruit of the right, it's interesting to note how they're always telling the people what's going wrong. And then you get an email shortly thereafter as they continuously accumulate wealth unto themselves by scaring the people to give up their money concerning that individual. And I'm telling you what, it is across the boards. The best that you have in this country right now, friends, in government, both state and federal, and I'm talking about federal more than I am state right now, I got one question for you. Fill in the blank. Who has drawn up the articles of impeachment concerning Treasonous Joe? Not a one. That's what you're up against, folks. And I'm talking about a lawful resolve, reformation, but I'm telling you what's going on in this country today is a provocation of war and nothing less. Don't act, Americans. Don't deceive yourselves into believing that you're not in the eye of a storm right now, because you are. And it's a revolution, and they mean to show you that your system doesn't work so they can corral you into a new unlawful system in creating a global agenda. This nobody can deny. Let's get over to this, because I want you to see this, because we've been talking about the 101 eyewitnesses from that of Columbine. Okay? I've given you 50 different examples. I played 3 videos. I showed you what the kids said on file. No speculation here. All fact. Now I want to go over and I want to show you this, the friends, because this is what's happening. This is what they're selling to you right now. Oh, my goodness. They're selling to you, friends, Nicholas Cruz pleading guilty to a crime that many of us are still asking as to who's responsible in committing it. Now, what are you talking about, Brad? I'm going to get to that in just a moment. This is what they're selling you right now. This is Nicholas Cruz's confession. He also said, just kill me.
One of the indictment, murder in the first degree of victim.
This is what's being sold to you right now, Americans.
How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
To count 2 of the indictment, murder in the first degree of Martin Duque and Keanu. How do you wish to plead?
Guilty.
Count 3 of the
okay,
indictment.
So he's saying guilty to all of the crimes, right? And then it goes on, then it goes on. And then he reads, okay, so I'm just going to go forward because he says guilty to all these kids, right? Okay, and then at the very end of it, he talks about, and I'm going way fast forward here, he reads off an apology letter.
Can't count 28.
Okay. And you know what's crazy? He's just sitting there saying guilty, 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 guilty. Now, let's do this. Let's go back to the eyewitnesses, because I know for the most part, people are going to ask the question, why is he saying that he's guilty? When we get information like this girl, her name happens to be Alexa Meadnick. I want to let you know, many of these eyewitness videos that we played right after this shooting took place at Parkland, many of the eyewitness videos, again, were pulled instantaneously, and we were told, and we all knew they were pulling them, because it stood in contrast to the narrative. Let's do this. Let's go over and ask that of Alexa Meadnick as to what was going on during that shooting. You ready? Okay, so I guess we're going to go through an ad real quick here, friends. In the meantime, we're going to eyewitnesses concerning the shooting. Here she goes.
He seemed very... him.
She said she was speaking
very,
to him.
I don't know what the word I want to say is, but he was trouble in middle school, so I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it, and he just gave me a huh. I really have no words. I mean,
okay,
I've known him since middle school. He's always been nice to me. He definitely should be paying for what he's done.
Okay, so that's what was given to the American people, right? That is not the original. That was all chopped up.
A couple hundred people gathered in front of Mile End Program School.
Oh, I don't know what just happened there. But what she was talking about here, friends, that was kind of strange. Wow. What just happened there? What's interesting, okay, this picked up, that picked up. Now I'm going back here. But what's interesting to note, friends, is that's not the original. That's not the original. That was in part the original. Because the original was, in fact, for those that did not know, she was talking about how she was sitting there or standing there with Nicholas Cruz, joking around with him as they heard shooting in another building. Now, I got to tell you right now, I'm on live radio. That's bothersome, because that one was completely chopped up. By the way, I've had MSNBC do this with me. I've had the mainstream media do this with me, where they put words into your mouth, or it seems like they put words into your mouth. I'm going to come right back. And I'm going to find the video as to her telling you what it was that I originally heard, as to her sitting there with Nicholas Cruz joking around as this They both heard the shooting going on over in the other building. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Sons of Liberty. I found it, guys. That was really bizarre. That was all chopped up to fit the narrative. I've been accused of that. MSNBC has done that with me. They chop it up and they make it sound like you're saying something that you're not saying. And then what they do is they fill in the blanks. That's how corrupt the mainstream media has been. Well, you know what? Again, they're doing what you're letting them get away with. But what I have here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Go to the right side of the page, and you'll see this on social media platforms. If not, I will narrate. If you're listening to me in one of the 154 cities, I will narrate. And you will also hear the audio, okay? You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. This is exactly what you need to see. And I'm going to show you the video, and you're going to hear the audio. This is Alexia Meadnick, and she said, Florida student says she talked to Nicholas Cruz during the high school shooting. Okay, I'm going to read it off as to what she said first, and then I'm going to play the audio for you. She said, I was going down the stairs. I heard a couple shots fired. Everybody was freaking out saying that it was a gun, recalled Meadnick. She was a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. She said, as we were walking the whole class together, I was actually speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz, explained Meadnick. And I was speaking to him. He seemed very, I don't know the words, he was troubled in high school, so I actually joked to him about and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it. And he just gave me a, huh? This is what Meadnick said. So you were walking down the hall with him, asked KHOU-TV reporter Matt Mazzill. She said, weren't you scared? And the moment I wasn't, replied me, Nick, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved, she said. Wow. Another false flag, folks, that you're believing through the mainstream media. Let's go ahead and see what she has to say for herself. Here we go.
And I came, I actually was in the bathroom at the moment, and I came back to my classroom, and I knocked on the door, and the fire alarm went off, and principal came on the speaker and just said, everyone needs to evacuate right now, so that's what we did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple shots fired. Everyone was freaking out, saying that it was a gun. And as we were walking, the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz. And as I was speaking to him, he seemed very... I don't know what the word I want to say is, but he was trouble in middle school.
Listen
so
carefully.
I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it. And he just gave me a huh. So that's really what happened.
You were walking down the hall. He had already fired at that time.
Yes, sir, with him.
Weren't you scared?
In the moment, I wasn't, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved.
Whoa.
Oh, you think he was not the only one?
No, definitely not.
Why do you say that?
Listen carefully.
Because when shots were fired, I saw him after the fact. So, and the shots were coming from the other part of the building.
Oh, my goodness.
There definitely had to be two shooters involved.
Whoa. That doesn't fit the narrative. What's going on, folks? But we have Nicholas Cruz confessing to all of these murders? Well, folks, something just ain't jiving, is it? No, it's really not. It's really not. Hey, folks, let's go to the teacher. I bet you didn't hear about this neither, did you? Parkland's teacher's first thoughts after seeing the shooter. I want you to listen to what she has to say.
Just 1 week ago, Valentine's Day, creative writing teacher Stacey LaPelle's class was playing music, writing love letters, when the fire alarm went off. As students filed into the hallway, she heard gunfire. The killing had begun.
I was about 2 feet away from my door. All of a sudden, I heard gunshots in the stairwell, which is about 20 feet away
from
my door.
Listen to what she says.
And then kids were screaming and then running back towards me and towards the end of the hallway. So I just went in this very strange autopilot mode where I pivoted on my feet. I unlocked my door, and the kids just started pouring in my room. I don't know how many kids were in there, but I was pulling them and getting them in and shouting at them to get in the room. And then I suddenly saw the shooter.
Listen.
About 20 feet from me, standing at the end of the hallway, actively shooting down the hallway, just a barrage of bullets. And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb.
Okay, so the teacher's saying he's in full metal garb, 20 feet away from her, shooting a barrage of bullets down the hallway, trying to kill as many students as possible. Is that what Meadnick said? No, she was standing with him. Folks, I think they got their patsy, right? I want you to listen to this guy right here. Listen carefully.
I went running around trying to find out where I was supposed to be, and I got locked out of my classroom with a couple
of... He said there was a scheduled police drill that day.
We got into a classroom, we were all stuck in the hallway, kind of just running. We didn't know where he was. We couldn't hear the gunshots anymore.
How did you know there was a heat? So you heard shots?
Yeah, we did hear shots.
And did you think instantly, oh my God, those were gunshots? Or did you think it was balloons popping, as one student told me? And how would you even know what it would sound like?
I thought it was a drill because they told us we'd have police officers who were going to be firing blanks to, like, scare us, get us, like, you know...
Whoa! A police drill, firing blanks. The teachers told them that there was a school drill and police officers were going to be there firing blanks. Wow. Anybody bothered by this yet? Did you hear about that? And of course, this is all taken down ASAP. You know, folks, here's the deal. Do you remember David Hogg? Remember this little criminal? Right? Remember this guy? Remember how the American people hated him? Do you guys realize that that little rally that they had in Washington, D.C., do you know that the permits for that rally were actually filed for 6 months before the shooting? You remember what the president, Mr. Roosevelt, said back in the 30s? There's nothing in politics that doesn't first that happens that is not first planned. Isn't it interesting that David Hogg, this little anti-Second Amendment communist, setting himself up for the fall, and he wants to bring everybody with him, right? John 8:44. Isn't it interesting that he was busted being coached by CNN to memorize his lines? Why is it that the American... Here, let me say it this way. This happens, all of this happens, because of the short memories of Americans when it comes to false flags. And it's going to, listen to me carefully, it'll happen again. Oh, by the way, if you look at any of the major events that have taken place, 9-11, David Koresh, Waco, Texas, Oklahoma City bombing, Mandalay Bay shooting, all of the same stuff around every single one of them. You're not being told the truth. Again, what did Mengele say? The more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. You got the modern-day brown shirts in operation warring against the American people. And what is it always aimed at? The Second Amendment. Or those religious zealots, right? Got to get those guys. Why? Because they're the guys that are preaching the Word of God to expose them for who they are. The devils that they are. John 8:44. They're just like their father. Let's go over to David Hogg, this little useful idiot, and let's watch him be, well... thank you, Vimeo, for actually keeping this up. I'm surprised you did, you cowards. But here's the fact. Coming directly out of the mouth of his coach and useful idiot, David Hogg. You ready for this? Let's go ahead and see what they have to say.
Because we had had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill. So we thought this was a drill, too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice.
It's okay, you're fine.
Actually, that was a bad choice because the janitor... Sorry.
Okay, you're fine, David, you're fine.
Honestly, when I was going out, I was kind of in... I was just... Hold on.
It's okay.
When I was going out, I was in shock.
Yes, hang on. I don't know how to put this in perspective. Okay.
So most of my friends that made it out, one of them went into a bathroom in the same, I believe, in the same hallway as the shooter. Hold on. One of them went into the same bathroom, I believe, as the hallway shooter.
Yeah, but Bradley, that's just a theory.
He was in there at the same time.
Is it?
In the bathroom, and he didn't know if he was going to live.
Is it? Folks, do you need some more information? They had their patsy. They set him up. If you look at this really quick... Isn't it interesting? Oh, by the way, they had individuals that were on the sheriff's department that were dying off mysteriously that knew better as to what took place. Did you hear about that? Nope, you didn't hear a thing about that. Here is, I'm not going to play the audio, but it's just basically a video showing the sheriff deputy never confronted the alleged school shooter. Okay, now, people on social media platforms, really quick, friends, are talking about the Sandy Hook shooting. I've been accused of things that I've never said over there, but I do question everything that's brought to us by the mainstream media. And you could do yourself a service and do the same thing, because there's no truth in these devils, okay? Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.